Shinum Chesed Beis. So Manik Remukav L'dira Ze Shabana Roy Beis Dira Or Shul Pasach Like Pesach Mi Beis. So V'yachak HaKikit. Either he built it as a place for dwelling, or he made an entrance from his house to that area, and then afterwards he put the wall around it. The halach has a suffix about a window. Is that enough to make the area outside of the window, if the window was made for transferring things in and out through the window? That's a suffix, and equidistant is once again, it has to be something that is an entrance from the house into that area, and then afterwards they put the mechitza around it. And initially it was made shelo l'shem dira. So now we have a problem. It's more than sasayim. I can't carry it. I want to be able to carry it. So you have to break down the wall. But you don't have to break down the entire wall. El yifritz v'pirtze v'yoyisim ha'asor av enimsa ba'is batuach b'loy hekif. Once you have a breach which is more than 10 amas, it's as if it's not surrounded by a wall. So now you can start over again. When you close it up again, now you're converting what you have into a mukav l'dira. Yasavim v'pirtze kula or ami yaser l'etza amas. If you make a breach more than 10 amas wide, as long as you seal it up to be less than 10 amas, the shame dira, that's good enough. And it's a situation that was open, and afterwards, the hekif, the surrounding walls, were made the shame dira. Another eitzah is make a breach of one amma and you close it up, and then you do the amma next to it and close it up and continue doing that till you have a sum total of more than 10 ammas. And basically we're saying that more than 10 ammas now is the shem dira, and without that you wouldn't have a hekif, so that's good enough. So the Ramah says a big kula. If you can't break down the wall, Yeshayim the Yochel Aniach offer Eitzel HaKoysel Mishneid Stodim Achi Yismayit HaKoysel Migoy V'Asor. You make a step next to the wall so that you don't have a wall which is 10 Tfachim high. So you split the wall for it to being 5 Tfachim, and then a break, and then another 5 Tfachim. Reichav Acha, Reichav Alba V'Oyach Esa Amas V'Koysel. And you do the same idea. More than Esa Amas V'Koysel, you put this earth on both sides of the wall, and now basically the wall, instead of being a straight wall, you have a step of 5 tefachim, another 5 tefachim, and then another side of the same idea of a step which is 4 tefachim wide, and that knocks off the mechitza because people can now walk up onto the mechitza and across. That is this opinion. The Maisa Navid agrees to this. Vilna Goin held that this does not help at all, because even so it's still considered mechitza, because sach hakol you have a 10 tefachim. Ve'im ein begoiva offer esa v'kein have kilo parats shom akoisel. If there's no point, in other words according to the Ramah, if you have this step, as long as there's not 10 tefachim above it or below it, that ear is considered opened up. Once you make this step, then afterwards you can remove this step. You had one Shabbos without a wall there, so it's considered that the wall had a pirtz of more than 10 amas, and Mishabura says you have to say, I want it to be bottled for the Shabbos, and that's considered the wall was knocked down, and then when you move away the earth afterwards, and then before the next Shabbos, consider you rebuilt the wall, shame dira. This is a major chiddush over here, that's his opinion. Why you need one Shabbos? Because if you just put earth there for a short period of time, it's not bottled to the Kaisel. So Mishabu brings even on this, Yishloel came to Ova, Loi Havi Vitel, Elim Kein, Ein Osir L'Fanoisil Oilom. If you want it to be considered a step which is making a pirtza in the wall, by making the step it has to be earth that you plan to keep there forever. According to this, you won't be able to remove it, you have to leave it permanently. You're stuck with it. Yeah, the Maitz Mishabri brings that there are a lot of achrayim that are makil about this and say that it's enough to keep it there for one Shabbos. As we mentioned before, the Vilna Goin is not happy about the whole Eitzah.